Short Breaks Saturdays are supported by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email kelvin.curry@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcasts, a podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about some amazing animals, some of which you may have never even heard of. Get ready to unearth some amazing facts about today's wonderfully wiggly animal, that being the earthworm. If your day's been soiled and spoiled, then this podcast will leave you all warm and fuzzy inside. So without further ado, let's roll out the facts. Earthworms are a species of incredible invertebrates that are found all over the world, or should I say, all under the world. These earth-dwelling noodles spend most of their time guzzling down dead, decaying matter found within the glorious soil that we walk upon every single day. Sounds gross, but without them, we'd all be in for a grave situation, as our ecosystem would be looking like a literal graveyard. Not bad for a wriggly squiggly creature with no eyes. Well, that's kind of a lie, because some worms do have eyes, but eyes are quite unnecessary when you spend most of your life literally buried alive. Thankfully, earthworms come equipped with photosensitive cells that help pick up radiant rays of light. However, earthworms can't handle huge amounts of sunshine as they risk getting sizzled like a sausage, which is why you're more likely to see earthworms during rainy days, popping their heads out from the earth. You can actually ding-dong ditch a worm by stamping your feet in the soil-rich surface, which is a technique that some birds have used in case they're feeling a little hungry for some worm spaghetti. And while it's true that earthworms find themselves in deep trouble in the presence of a peckish predator, when it comes to the deep end of a swimming pool, to them, it's simply a breath of fresh air. And it's true, earthworms can breathe underwater, as their soft, squidgy, slimy skin allows them to absorb oxygen from underwater, allowing them to go scuba diving for a few days. What a way to go! Also, did you know that earthworms can regrow lost segments? Well, it depends on the species and where exactly the damage took place. If it's anywhere else but the front part of their slimy bodies, between the head and their saddle, then the worm will live to wriggle another day. When it comes to keeping your gardens nice and clean, you can tell the earthworm's heart is in the right place. Well, all 10 of them, because earthworms actually have 10 hearts. 5 of them carry blood to the worm's frontal end, while the other 5 carry blood to the worm's rear end, which makes for quite the heart-to-heart conversation between two worms. And, for our last fact of the day, did you know that some earthworms can reproduce without needing to find a mate? This bizarre form of reproduction is known as parthenogenesis, meaning that if an earthworm can't find love, it'll simply clone itself instead. Welp, that's all we've got for today, but do tune in soon, because I'll be back next time with another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcast, with some more fascinating facts about another amazing animal. I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.